and part of what Our Lady tells him concerns me. And he tells me that she tells, he tells me that she tells him to promote the rosary, especially among priests. It's a good idea. Number 16. Consecutively, you can see I really had to dip into the dictionary for some of these terms. Say the rosary consecutively. In other words, in any given day, what you said, the joyful mysteries, and then follow with the sorrowful and follow with the glorious. And I forgot to mention that there should be, this is under liturgically, there are certain days assigned for certain mysteries. You know what they are, don't you? See if I've got them. Sunday, glorious. Monday, joyful. Tuesday, sorrowful. Wednesday, glorious. Thursday, joyful. Friday, sorrowful. Saturday, glorious. Am I correct? That's what I learned from my mother. And I never checked on her. The consecutively, it is a good thing to get into the habit and to teach people to get into that habit. It puts form into their lives. Structure. And Lord knows most people need all the structure they can get, especially in today's confused world. Number 17. Expectively. Gosh, whatever possessed me to use that word. Expectively. In other words, anticipate saying the rosary. Expect to say it at a certain time, in a certain place, for a certain intention. In other words, have in mind that you're going to say the rosary for a particular intention. Because unless the mind anticipates, the odds are certain things won't be done. Number 18. Altruistically. What does that mean? That means for others. I couldn't think of a better habit of charity to get into than to have in mind people for whom you will offer your rosary. Now, don't neglect yourself. Don't be so generous in saying rosary for others that you forget to say a rosary for yourself. Because we also need God's help. Now, that altruistically can be for individuals. It can be for societies. It can be for some particular need. And as you can see immediately, that will differ with different people. And as you go on, once you get into the habit of offering your rosary for others, there is a risk that a person will have understandably got into the habit of saying a rosary for so-and-so. In the meantime, there may be other people with other needs. So periodically, re-examine, reassess the persons for whom you are offering your rosary. Am I clear? Because you may find that there are new needs, different people, more urgent problems that others have. And remember, under God, the intention I have in saying the rosary is honored by Him, by God. So it does make a difference whether I'm offering a rosary for A or B or C. But C today may not need my rosary as much as A. It will put structure into your life also in re-examining the persons or the needs or the problems for which you are reciting your rosary. Number 19. This word cannot be in the dictionary. Promisingly. Promisingly. Get into the habit of promising rosaries for people. But watch yourself. I speak as one well informed. Don't get into the habit of promising rosaries and then not saying them. In other words, you make a promise, keep it. Or you might find yourself staying up night finishing the rosaries which you promised and you didn't yet say. Some people, knowing the habit that I have of promising to say rosaries for them, when I promise and I'm, say, leaving a gathering, they will remark, Father, spare yourself, because they may have heard that I promised somebody else a rosary. They can't imagine that I just go around casually making promises of saying rosaries. The most unusual promise of a rosary I made was, what's today? Is it Saturday? Yes. Well, the most unusual promise that I made was Thursday night in Washington in the Senate chambers of the United States Capitol. I have never been in the Capitol in my life until last Thursday. I was invited to a special meeting sponsored by the National Home Study Council of the United States. We are starting, as you know, a national Catholic home study institute for our country to teach the faith at home and to make sure that we get the kind of backing that is necessary. I was invited to no less than the Senate chambers. And among the people in the gathering there, they were all outstanding people except myself. But the man who invited me said, Father, this is a very special gathering. Would you mind wearing your cassock while you're meeting all these dignitaries? I said, Mike, are you serious? He said, I'm serious. So, I stole off to another room, away from the crowd, and I put my cassock on. And I came back into the meeting hall. You can't imagine the number of professional photographers. Now, they had photographed the Senate gatherings before, but never except, well, when the Holy Father would come in with a cassock. So as we were, it was a two-hour meeting. I could spend 4 hours describing it. But among the dignitaries there was the international head of the Catholic, the International Correspondence Institute. And he's a Catholic, graduate of a Jesuit university. He's going to help us. We need the help to launch our own teaching of religion. And before he parted, he said, "I'll see a rosary for you and the family." He was just thrilled. Where are we? Promisingly. Number 20. Recollectedly. The essence of recollection is being in the presence of God, or in this case, in the presence of Christ and His Mother. It basically means a certain interior awareness. And we don't have to physically see a person to be aware of that person's presence. Agreed? But what a difference it makes whether you're aware of somebody being present or you're not. That's why when making recordings, I find it psychologically impossible to make a recording into a machine. It's got to be somebody there. But you must make a will effort, because recollection here is a matter of faith. In other words, we cannot with our physical senses see, hear, or touch a person. Therefore, number 20, recollectedly, with interior awareness of the presence, especially of Our Lady. Number 21, usefully. Notice I'm making adverbs, some strange ones, as we go along. Put the rosary to use. There are questions, there are problems, there are needs. What better way to obtain the grace from God through His Mother than to put the rosary to use as a powerful means of invocation? And over the centuries, the Church has understood the rosary to be especially useful in warding off evil, in protecting from danger, in removing trials and difficulties. In fact, the Feast of the Holy Rosary, as you know, was instituted by the Church because of the Church's victory over the Muslims, who by that time had overrun all of the Near East and North Africa and had penetrated deeply into Europe. Put the rosary to use as a powerful means, especially of removing evil and protection from the enemies of Christ and His Church. 22. Giftfully. Promise, this is a little different than just a promise. You offer a gift. I will say, well, 10 rosaries. By the way, again, Don't promise the gift unless you are able and willing to keep the promise and make the gift. It may be a rosary. For example, people that over the years have been very good to me, I have offered them gifts of a rosary. Once a week, and in a burst of generosity for a while, every day. At any rate, offering gifts of rosaries to be said, and note this, to be given. Most people, certainly most Catholics, have rosaries, but they can always use another one. Wealthy people who have more than one home, I suggest having a rosary available in each home. Women I've discovered, I stand correction here, they have several pocketbooks. Is that possible? In fact, driving with a man, well, he was in the front of the car, let's see, with a friend, and I was in the back of the car with a man's wife, the driver's wife. And I made, as I often make, a comment, a complimentary comment about the lady's dress. She had a, remember, it was a blue dress. Forget what I said, but she smiled and thanked me. And the husband almost went into the ditch. He said, "Father, will you look closer?" And sure enough, she wore a hat. It matched the dress. She had shoes. They also matched the dress. And speaking of pocketbooks, that too matched the dress. Well, after having been complimented by me, a priest, she was embarrassed by her husband. But it taught me a lesson, and I've used it, oh, for years, ever since, to have a rosary in each pocketbook. Why not? Offer a man changing his suit. Makes sense. More than once I've gone out of the house, where's my rosary? This is number 22. Giftfully. Don't hesitate to offer gifts. Not only say the rosary, but gifts of rosary. Have a stockpile available. Number 23. Urgently. One of my mottos is, when in doubt, say the rosary. Especially when there's some problem or difficulty. Either your own or someone else's. You're not quite sure, even exactly how to articulate the problem. Say the rosary. Number 24. Adoringly. I never tire repeating because I feel people always need to be reminded that the most important prayer that we can offer is adoration. It is the first. It is the primary. It is the fundamental prayer that we can address to God. But we're not asking for anything. We are paying attention to God. We are admiring God. Three A's that should always go together. Adoration, attention, and admiration. In other words, when we say the rosary, even though we are addressing Our Lady, say in the Hail Mary, Nevertheless, as I think we said earlier in this, I hope not too long, it's getting to be a series of lectures, that when we're praying to Our Lady, we are more properly speaking to God through Our Lady. In other words, the posture of spirit when we say the rosary ought to be one of adoration. That we are in God's presence, even though we are speaking to His Mother. This is not unimportant, because we trust that our faith is clear and sharp enough to distinguish, even when we are using words addressed to Mary, that we are rather talking through her to the God in whose beatific vision she is living, and being His Mother, she is most closely united with God above all other creatures, angels and saints. In other words, though I don't fear the danger, nevertheless the Church, Paul VI, for example, in his Mariales Cultus, points it out. We are not to be, I don't say so much devoted to Our Lady, that's impossible. But we are not to be devoted to Our Lady in such a way that we forget about God. Am I clear? Now, this is more subtle than I think words can explain it. And my recommendation 24 is intended to take care of that. When you're praying to Our Lady, do so adoringly, as we may be sure she wants us to do. She is constantly in the most enraptured presence of God. She doesn't want us to forget the God whom she never, even during her mortal life, we may be sure, forgot. And if mysticism is the constancy of presence of God, being constantly in God's presence, Our Lady was that already on earth, and she is surely that in heaven. To repeat adoringly. 25. Gratefully. This is a good way of thanking people. Whether you tell them, though I don't hesitate doing so, I will say a rosary for your intention. I've already said a rosary for the young man in Rome. Sister, you called him up, didn't you? Dennis Brown, a convert who wrote to Archbishop Sheen about 10 years ago and said, Archbishop, I am from Michigan. He was a college graduate. I would like to become a Catholic. When can I come to see you? So Archbishop Sheen said, come. He had about 1 hour with Archbishop Sheen in his apartment. Dennis Brown, a bright young Methodist who wanted to become a Catholic. So Archbishop Sheen told him, here, you take this book. We will meet, I think it was 12 times. 1 hour, no more. You read, you prepare, I'll ask you questions. He spent 2 months in New York. The book he gave him, the Archbishop gave him, was the Catholic Catechism. After 2 months, he baptized Dennis Brown And now here's Father Hardin's number. You call him up and you tell him, I sent you. I've known Dennis Brown now for 9 years. And not only did he become a good Catholic, but he found a priestly vocation. So, the question was, where do I go? So the option of either the Legionaries of Christ or the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. He chose the Oblates. He is now studying in Rome to become, well, a priest with the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. I asked Sister Catherine to call him up and to send me a copy of the new Code of Canon Law. And he sent it right away, airmail, and without being paid. So I wrote him a letter yesterday. Sent 4 copies, right? And we're sending him $60 for 4 copies. I hope it will cover if it's not enough. But I already said a rosary of gratitude. Pardon the story. So gratefully, a very effective way, it will spark the person's conscience, by the way, even Protestants appreciate. Do you know what a rosary is? Yes, I've heard. Here, this is what I'm going to offer for you. Or my Jewish taxi drivers in New York, when they make extra speed to get to a place, besides paying the fare and a generous tip, I will offer the rosary. Gratefully. Number 26. Needfully. The rosary is meant to meet all of our needs. And it may be how the particular need you have corresponds to certain mysteries. Don't hesitate to say, concentrate on the sorrowful mysteries or within one particular type of rosary, certain decades. While you meditate on your need, that is worth $1 million. And relate the mystery to your need. Wonders will happen in your life, I promise. How does Christ's passion, first in Gethsemane, his scourging, his crowning with thorns, especially when you are in sorrow or in trial. Number 27, mercifully. I strongly recommend that not only you, but those whom you will direct, get into the habit of offering rosaries for people, especially who are estranged from God. Sinners. And the effort you expend in offering the rosary will merit grace that I think no other prayer outside the sacrifice of the Mass to obtain, especially the grace of repentance. Systematically. We've touched on this a little bit before, but systematic in what rosaries you say, when, for whom, for what intention. Associate systematically saying the rosary with certain actions. It never occurred to me until after my heart surgery to associate saying the rosary with walking. I think I mentioned this. Used to walk around the block here, counting my steps, till it dawned on me how silly. So I'd figure out how long it would take to say 5 decades. And I found out there was a close correlation between how fast you walk and how fast you recite the rosary, which is a good thing to know. If you walk fast, expect to say a quick rosary. If you walk leisurely, it will be a more restrained and slow-moving rosary. Systematize your recitation of the rosary not only in the mysteries, which will not basically vary, but in what you are thinking about when you are reciting the rosary. We used the word liturgically before, but part of the systematization, I suggest, is the liturgy. Number 29, resignedly. The worst thing you can do with a problem or a trial you're facing is to dwell on it. There's no value in nursing a problem by indulging in self-pity. Say the rosary, especially when something difficult that you have to resign yourself to God's will in accepting whatever God sends you. Number 30, promotionally. What do we mean by promotionally? It is a good idea to promote the recitation of the rosary in the lives of other people. I cannot tell you how valuable, just priceless, is getting into the habit of promoting the recitation of the rosary by other people. We've touched on a number of ways others with your imagination can occur to you promoting the rosary. Promoting, for example, what's a block rosary?
People on a block.
Okay. Okay. There are rosaries that are said, for example, where people get together, 15 people, who will concentrate within this group of 15. Didn't we call that the living rosary? You see? Where each one of the 15 agrees to say a particular decade for a particular intention. Promote not only the recitation, but meditation on the rosary. Number 31, organizationally. I would suggest, if you don't already belong to some rosary organization, either find one or create an organization. There are many rosary organizations, often called confraternities, right, of various kinds. I would also say, in an organization, I recommend this to all organizations that I'm somehow connected with, that the organization, for example, say start a meeting with the rosary, or close a meeting with the rosary, or when in the organization that the members recite the rosary. That part of the statutes or rules of the organization is the recitation of the rosary. Are we clear? In other words, that the organization use the rosary as part of its structure and coordination of membership. Number 32. Evangelically, or evangelizationally. Remember what to evangelize means. It means to preach the gospel, to proclaim the good news. Well, there is no better way of evangelizing than by getting people to say the rosary. Because one of the principal purposes of prayer, especially meditative prayer, such as the rosary is supposed to be, is not only to learn more truths, but to learn those truths more deeply. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of the rosary as a means of evangelization. To evangelize means to proclaim the gospel, right? To teach what Christ came into the world to tell the human race. But if besides teaching, and this I recommend to teachers, that they get the children, is this too soon from the first grade to join in the recitation of the rosary? So that while learning the facts of the faith, even these youngsters, say before school age, if they get into the habit of using the rosary and reflecting on the mysteries which they are reciting, they will grow in their depth of understanding. And that, by the way, is teaching of a high order. Number 33. Ostensibly. Now, that's a very odd adverb. As a synonym for ostensibly, I would say manifestly, openly, glaringly. Unabashedly. I would almost say provocatively. In other words, don't hide the recitation of the rosary. Say, having your hands in your pocket so nobody will see what you're doing. What's wrong with reciting the rosary, my 33rd recommendation, ostensibly? In fact, now, you've got to watch yourself. As Sister Georgine told me, I told you in the fifth grade of grammar school, Johnny, stop showing off. So, you don't say the rosary, well, with vainglory or pride. Am I clear? Don't show off. I pass on to you the very good recommendation that I received. But, having taken care of that, vanity and pride, I would say it's a good idea to say the rosary in such a way. Now you don't, for example, riding in the subway holding on for dear life with the left hand. You don't dangle the rosary with the right hand. Look here. Watch me. See what I'm doing. Silly, right? Without being foolish, don't hesitate. I tell you what. The Jews, all believing Jews, you know what they have? The men have a skull cap covering their, and not just their bald heads. In other words, if I'm a Catholic, I'm not embarrassed by having everybody in New York know that I'm a Catholic. I say the rosary. And depending on the day, for example, I think I've told you that whenever I have a light-colored rosary, I get, in fact, I've got to watch my vanity. And I've noticed when I get a seat on the subway, if I pull off the rosary, people that I know couldn't possibly be Christian or Catholic. But they're often reading spiritual books, many Protestants reading the Bible. Why shouldn't I recite my rosary? Number 33, ostensibly. And 34, peacefully. It's simply a good idea to recite the rosary as a means of obtaining that peace of soul that Christ reserves for those who are honestly trying to do God's will. Our Lady is the Queen of Peace. Her Son is the Prince of Peace. What do I mean, reciting the rosary peacefully? Being peaceful means that I am not interiorly in conflict. When am I not in conflict? When my will is united with the divine will. That's the essence of being at peace. So, when I say the rosary, I maintain myself in peace if I am at peace already, and all I can tell you is it works, pardon me, like a charm. It really does. If I didn't recite the rosary, going to Jamaica from Manhattan the other day, squeezed, I really think cattle are more comfortable in cattle cars. Just shoved in. I could get only 1 foot flat on the floor. It was so tight. And what happened was, my other leg got caught between people. And I had a bag that I was carrying with me with certain things that I had for class. So I was standing, supported by the people all around me, 1 foot on the floor, the other on top of my bag. The only way I could remain at peace was reciting the rosary. This number 34 is not an afterthought. And, I don't want to give you anecdotes, but letting it, what I think I told you, is the most populous, the dirtiest, the most disorganized, the most crime-ridden city in the world. There has to be some way of keeping yourself at peace. I do it by saying the rosary. I've said more rosaries in New York. I see more in 1 month than I would have said in 1 year. There is so much convulsion, so much pressure. There is so much godlessness all around you. You can't walk down Times Square. See prostitution right on the street in front of you. Without praying. Am I clear? We need some form of prayer that can keep us in peace. And with that, I just figured 34 was a good round number to stop at.